from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lee County now leads Southeast New Mexico with 66 confirmed COVID-19 cases since the state began tracking test results. That according to the New Mexico Department of Health. 42 cases have been pinpointed in the city of Hobbs, 14 in Lovington, 6 cases just north of Hobbs, 1 in Tatum, 1 in Jow. However, there have been no cases reported from the city of Eunice. I spoke with Lovington Mayor Dave Trujillo on Sunday about the surge in COVID-19 cases. He said that the Lee County COVID Intervention Crisis Team, which he is a member of, meets once a week for briefings. However, they may start meeting once a day if the corona numbers continue to spike. Eunice Police Chief Casey Arcidas says his police force has a unique manner in which they test for the coronavirus, and the test results are immediate.
They prick your finger, and then you put a little drop of blood in a little tester, yeah. And it'll give you the reading.
Yeah.
And it gives you an immediate positive, you have it, uh-huh. You're negative and you never had it, or if you actually had the antibody.
The citizens of Eunice were honoring first responders on Saturday as a way of thanking them for their service to their community. Assistant Coordinator Rachel Ballard.
It's been a great day and a good way to say thank you to the men and women who put their lives on the line every day to make sure we get to live normally.
In Roswell on Friday, first responders were treated to a pizza fest from a local security storage facility. Manager Ruthie White.
Thanks for the officers to be able to kind of have a nice, wonderful, calm time so that they know we support them and we love what they do.
New Mexico state senators were dismissed from the special session on Saturday, but New Mexico state representatives remained behind to mop up a session that basically did nothing to trim a $2.5 billion deficit. If anything, it put a Band-Aid on the budget for the 2021 legislative session. Republican Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a very good Band-Aid. We basically balanced the budget using about $875 million of CARES Act money that we shouldn't have been using.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.